Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Thirsty Thursday. And in honor of Thirsty Thursday, Steve Miggs, Danny, Sarah, I wanted to tell you guys about a random act of kindness that happened at my house yesterday.
Uh-oh, you let somebody else live in. Move in with you.
I am part of this wine club, and I knew that I was getting my shipment yesterday, but you have to have someone there present, 21 years of age, to take ID, sign for it, all that good stuff.
So you put a mustache on Barrett and say, answer the door for me, baby.
Exactly. So I pull up to my house when I get home yesterday, and I see that there's the, like, sorry we missed you FedEx thing. And I'm like, dang it. I really wanted that wine today.
Okay.
And so I grab the thing off the door. I unlock my door. I go inside. All of a sudden, I hear this FedEx truck pulling back down the driveway. He saw me drive down the driveway. He did a U-turn and brought the wine back.
Woo! That's impressive.
And then he said, most delivery drivers wouldn't do this. And I said, well, you're not like most delivery drivers.
I was going to say, my FedEx driver won't even make it up to the top of my house. Like, he just, like, leaves it at, like, the on the grass practically. In the front yard is like, figure it out yourself. I'm not walking up those steps.
Oh,
that's
man.
Impressive.
He went the extra mile. I was very happy. I drank some wine last night. Feeling great today.
I'm such an idiot. When you said you were part of a wine club, I thought it was like a book club. And I'm like, that just sounds like most afternoons for you where you get together with your friends and like sample wine. It's like a mail-in.
Yeah, you get it like a couple times a year. You get your big shipment, you get like 12 bottles. 12 bottles like four times a year. It was awesome.
So are they bottles that you... Are you familiar with the brands, or are they just like random ones from all across the world?
It's pretty much random ones from all across the world, but you can choose like red, all red, all white, or a mix, and I always go all red.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm a red wine girl.
And if you like something, can you say, hey, I want more of these?
Absolutely. You can leave all sorts of, you know, comments in your membership.
Cool.
It's great. It's wonderful.
Huh.
So shout out to the FedEx driver that hooked it up yesterday.
I wonder if he knew there was wine in that. He's like, I bet she needs this.
Oh, he absolutely knew there was wine in it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, it's got like a label on it and everything. It says the name of the wine club. So he knew.
Was he hoping maybe you would hook him up with like a bottle?
Probably like, yeah, for your time today,
right?
Sir. Oh, it is time to inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today it's National Men Cook Dinner Day.
What's on the menu, Steve?
Nothing that I'm making. You don't want me cooking dinner. Actually, I've gotten better. I could cook up some pretty decent tamales.
Oh, nice.
But did I ever tell you the time that I tried to impress my then-girlfriend, now-wife? I was like, she's coming over. I'm like, I'll cook dinner.
Oh, no.
And so I had like a cookbook in my house, and I'm like paging through it trying to find something. I come across a dish called African chicken. And I'm like, this sounds exactly like something I should be making. Because it had peanut butter in it. And so I'm like cooking this chicken, and I had a slather peanut butter on it. And let's just say we ended up getting to go.
No!
I was like, look, babe, I made it. And she was so excited because she's like, this is so sweet. I really don't like chicken. Just before she was vegan. And then she took one bite of it. She's like, is that peanut butter on this? I'm like, yeah.
African style.
I was like, yeah, you know me. I'm good with my African dishes.
So was it bad because you were a bad cook, or was it she just didn't like the way that it turned out?
Yes.
Okay.
Because then I took a bite of it, Danny. I said, you know what? Pizza, sushi, Thai, what do you want?
Oh, Danny's beautiful.
Now, Danny's a better cook than I am.
I mean, yeah, kind of.
I feel like Danny's a really good cook. Every time I hear what you make for dinner, I be invited?
She's always making some kind of a steak dish.
It's funny because like my girlfriend used to be the cook in our house, but now she works really late. And so she doesn't get home till 8:15 every night. So she's like, well, you're cooking.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I guess I'll have to cook again tonight. Tortellini soup.
Nice.
Ooh, yeah. Right.
Crock pot?
No. Yeah, I have to do all the ingredients.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. He's fancy.
Sorry. Yeah, I would use a crock pot. I used the crock pot to make the African chicken. I really did.
You set it and forget it for too long.
I think my wife wished I would have just forgot it completely and just got us some Trapper sushi.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it was bad. All right, today, actually, this entire month they're calling Exploding Whale Month to celebrate Exploding Whale Day. It all stems from... Do you remember? Okay, it happened in Oregon. What was it? Florence, Oregon, back in 1970 on November 12th. I'm not expecting you to remember when it officially happened, but it's like one of those things, those stories that is like lives on in infamy.
Totally.
It was about, there was a giant whale that was on the beach in Oregon. So they all decide, you know what's the best way to get rid of this? By exploding it and put a bunch of... It's dead already.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry. It's already dead. It was a carcass. That would be very weird. They're like, how do we get this whale that's still alive? Oh, feed it some explosive. Let's see what happens.
Oh, my God.
Well, it ended up exploding it, but all the chunks flew everywhere. It was like a giant disaster. It was just a huge mess. Here's the news report from back in 1970 when they first blew it up.
Well, I'm confident that it'll work. The only thing is we're not sure just exactly how much explosives it'll take to disintegrate this thing so the scavengers, seagulls, and crabs and whatnot can clean it up.
Our camera stopped rolling immediately after the blast. The humor of the entire situation suddenly gave way to a run for survival as huge chunks of whale blubber fell everywhere.
This is the greatest thing. They're like, oh yeah, we'll just blow it up. And all the birds, they'll just eat it. It'll be great. It'll be like a great dinner for them.
What a fun idea.
A parked car over a quarter of a mile from the blast site was the target of one large chunk. A passenger compartment literally smashed. Everyone on the scene was covered with small particles of dead whale.
I bet it smelled great, too.
So, hey, happy Exploding Whale Month to all of you. I don't know how you plan on celebrating, but probably don't blow up a whale.
No, thanks. A Seattle man is going viral for being arrested while dressed up as a dinosaur. He was arrested for burglary after breaking into a building and stealing some packages. Inside Edition ended up picking up the story and reported on it.
Authorities in Washington State received calls at around 3 in the morning about a person breaking into a building and stealing packages. The suspect wasn't hard to find. He was dressed as a green dinosaur.
The male in the dinosaur suits at Olive and Broadway.
Olive and Broadway.
I thought it was going to be one of those like inflatable dinosaurs. No, he's in like a onesie.
It's like one, yeah, exactly. It looks like a dinosaur pajamas that you would get at like a Target.
I was hoping it was going to be like Rex from Toy Story, but no.
I'm scared.
Just a dinosaur onesie.
Yay, we're in the news for something on a national level for something as stupid as that. Hey, tonight we got Thursday Night Football. You can watch the Baltimore Ravens. I wonder what the men's room are going to be doing tonight.
Oy.
I wonder how hungover they're going to be tomorrow.
A lot.
They're taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. That's happening at 5:15. You can watch that on Amazon. Maybe, Danny, well, you're already making dinner for Men Cook Dinner Day.
Yeah.
So there you go. You can enjoy it that way. As far as weather, we're hitting a high of 57 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. The DMD is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, a sub above, and that's what's up.
Yesterday, I had to have a very tough and emotional chat with my five-year-old son, and it's one that no parent wants to have, especially at that age. I'll tell you about it at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow at this time, Rockaholics, Al Petrelli of Trans-Siberian Orchestra will join the Daily Mix Show. And we are so excited because the Lost Christmas Eve Tour is coming to Climate Pledge Arena on Saturday, November 23rd.
And all week, we're giving them away during Hook or Shook at 9:20 every morning. And every morning, you have a chance to sit real close. This morning at 9:20, opportunity to sit in the second row.
That is right. And they've got two shows on the 23rd, 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. I'm a little touch and go this morning because yesterday I had to have a pretty grown-up conversation with my five-year-old. What happened was we got an email from his school saying that there was a safety concern, and I opened the email and I immediately started reading that it involved a bus route, and the bus route was Barrett's bus.
Okay.
And they said in the email that there were five bullets found in a bus seat, and some kids brought those to the bus driver. We learned that when the bus arrived at Barrett's school, that the staff and, you know, faculty came onto the bus and did like a safety check, and there was no other concerns found, but that this same student that brought the bullets onto Barrett's bus had brought a couple bullets into the classroom, a classroom the day before as well.
Do you know, was he trying to show off the bullets? Like, I mean, I don't know if you get that kind of information. Was he just like, oh, these are at our house, I'm going to show these to everybody? Was it an innocent thing?
I like to believe
that. I hope it is.
That's what I like to believe, but it did lead to me having to have a very grown-up conversation with my five-year-old that I was not prepared to have. And I know that we're living in a time now where they do active shooter trainings at schools of all levels, and that's something I didn't grow up with.
No.
And so I knew that this day would come. It hit me like a ton of bricks yesterday, and so when Barrett did get off the bus yesterday, I asked him, I said, was there a kid that got in trouble on your bus today? And he said, yeah. And I said, do you know what happened? And he said, yeah, he brought bullets. And I just, you know, I was trying to hold it together because I didn't even know if he knew what a bullet was.
Yeah. I don't think Tatum even has any idea. Like, when you sent the text out to tell us everything that was going on, I'm just like trying, because we have kids that are right pretty close to the same age, and I'm like, man, I don't even think.
Oh. And so then I asked him, I said, do you know what a bullet is? Do you know what it does? And so then we had to get into this conversation about guns, and I just said to him, you know, if you ever see something, you have to tell an adult. And that's what happened yesterday, and the kids on your bus told an adult. And so we started listing off, you know, what are some adults in your life that you could tell if you saw something that was a little scary or you knew wasn't right? And he said, you know, the bus driver, the lunch assistant, my teacher, my mom, da da da. And
were you upset that you were third on the list?
I think I honestly was maybe fourth. It was pretty. He was saving the best for last.
I'm pretty sure I wouldn't even be on the list. Like, I feel like she would tell DJ and Lulu, our dogs, before she told me. I feel like I'm very low on the totem pole. So,
well, we have that in common, Steve.
Oh, but, my gosh!
And just talking, because like my household, we're not a gun-owning home.
Right.
But a lot of people that live near me are, and that's totally fine. And we had a conversation about hunting because we've had family members that have hunted and things like that. So we were just talking about gun safety and where guns belong. You know, they have to be locked up and people have to keep, you know, their ammunition stowed away and out of the reach of kids. And it was really heavy. And the second that we finished the conversation, I held it together. But the second we finished the conversation, I tagged Brad in and I went upstairs and just was crying.
That was my question. I was like, so do you, Brad was there. Do you guys have that chat beforehand? Like, figure out, okay, who's handling this? You know, I mean, that sounds like a silly question, but I thought, I was thinking about all these things. I'm like, man, if I was in this situation, like, I almost like said, this is a, I'll be there to hold your hand.
But yeah.
I don't know. Like, I feel like you can handle this way better than I can.
So I handled the initial conversation. And then, you know, we kind of went back to like watching Dino Trucks or whatever the show was that we were watching. And then we kind of had like a follow-up conversation because I wanted to make sure it really did sink in with him that like this was serious. And yeah, I just wasn't expecting to have that conversation with my kindergartner.
I'm sorry.
No, thank you. I appreciated the support from you guys yesterday.
Well, I feel bad because you sent the text yesterday.
Don't even shame me for having an Android, you guys.
I wasn't going to, but you sent a text with like a picture or a screenshot, but it never came through.
Me either.
So all that came through was like this weird follow-up panic text that was like giving like you're like, I meant to say this, but there were bullets, blah, blah. And I'm like, looking at this text, I'm like, is anyone going to say anything or is it going to have to be me? So all I wrote back was, huh? Like, what the F? And then you wrote back something like kind of abrupt. And I'm like, yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about. Then you're like, well, I'll send it to you guys on Facebook Messenger. And then you sent what the story was. And I was like, oh, I just feel like a D-bag.
By the way, thank God for Facebook Messenger. How else would we ever communicate?
Well, and later
But yeah, your Android sucks.
Well, for me, the screenshot came up. And then I read it because I didn't see it till later. And then Steve you put emojis. You put the laughing, crying, like, emoji. And I was like, oh, my God, this is the worst thread to have an emoji right now. You're like, what are you talking about, crying, laughing LOL. Emoji? I was like, oh, no, Steve.
Well, because, okay, in all fairness to me, all I saw was I should say brought bullets into a classroom, not bees, but ride the same bus. That was the text that I got with no other context. So, of course,
very confusing.
I just wrote, huh, maybe you were enjoying a little too much wine. And I was like, I just thought, okay, this is a crazy woman that's just trying to text us. And I thought that was hilarious.
And you added the emoji.
Yes.
But I just want to say that, you know, if anybody else out there has had this conversation, like, I just feel for you. And if you're anticipating having this conversation, it's a hard
one. I honestly, like, there are moments where I look at Tatum and I'm just like, that. I joke about, I want to just hit pause and have her not get any older. But part of it is because I just don't want to see her go off to school and have to be on a bus and be, I mean, she's doing preschool, but it's pretty low maintenance. It's a couple days a week for a couple of hours. Like, I'm just not ready for that. I know we have to do that. That's just the life that we live. Like, you can't just, like, you can't live in fear your entire life as a parent, but I'm still just not yet ready for that. Can I have at least like 10 or 15 more years of her being four?
Could I have had a couple more hours to even prep myself? Like, it was crazy, yeah. But you can't put the toothpaste back in the, you know, back in the tube. It's out now. So,
and sometimes though, like when you don't have time to think about it, I think you handle it better because you don't have to you're not overthinking it.
True,
it's like
that.
I need to just kind of come up with a plan, get it out, and have that conversation.
So have you been through something like this, Rockaholics? Curious, how did you handle it? 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call and we will chat with you after Blind Melon.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, I ended up having to have a talk about guns with my five-year-old because bullets were found on the school bus that he rides, and it was a very heavy, unexpected conversation.
Well, it's kind of like a double down, like, not just a conversation about guns, but then also, like, hey, the fear of being at school when someone might have a gun.
For sure.
Yeah.
So we wanted to know, Rockaholics, if you have been through something like this, how did you handle it? You can give us a call at 206-803-ROCK. Amy in Renton, you also had to have a talk last night with your kid. What was that about?
Oh my gosh. So, good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
I got a phone call at work yesterday from the principal, and it started with my younger daughter, elementary school daughter, had found a note on the playground that said, "I'm going to get you all," and it had a picture of, like, a very basic stick figure child, but with crossed out eyes. And it was written in childish handwriting. The the playground. Teachers found it, asked my daughter about it. My daughter said, oh, I don't know. I found it under my pillow. And she gets pulled in the principal's office. I get called. My daughter tried blaming it on her younger sister. Oh, maybe my sister wrote it. And it turned into this, like, big ordeal. And I get home, and I had to sit him down and figure out what was going on. And it turned out, thankfully, to be a very innocent thing. She has two other friends that are kind of spooky girls and into ghosts and mysteries and, like, all of the spooky, spooky things. And her friends have been saying that they were finding notes in their bedrooms and in the walls of their house and, like, just innocent child play. And my daughter was trying to fit in.
Oh, okay. But, so she's just trying to be silly with them.
Yeah, but instead of being honest about it, it looked like a school death threat.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So I had to sit both my kids down and talk about the severity of this very innocent note for a spooky game and how it could be misconstrued and why it is so important. And I ended up showing them, and this might have been overkill, but this isn't something they can play around with. I showed them some news clippings. Or, like, news footage of some school shootings. And I was like, this is why it's so important. Like, this is not a fun thing. It's not an innocent note. Like, I understand you were just trying to play with your friends, but this is a big deal, you guys.
Yeah.
And how'd she react to that?
She was crying. And, like, this was a very calm discussion. I wasn't yelling or angry. It was very much a, like, I love you to pieces, and I know that this was innocent, but here's why this is so big. And she cried, and she felt horrible, and she was going to go to school today. And on her own accord, she wanted to apologize to the teacher and apologize to the principal. She's a really good kid, but I don't think it's anything we'll ever have to worry about again. But
no.
I was not prepared for that.
You know, I think about
how
like
I feel for you.
Yeah, you did good too, Amy. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you, and I'm sorry you had to go through it.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate
that. Parent.
Yeah.
I don't think my parents ever had any serious conversations with me about anything.
Nope.
I'm trying to think about, like, even, like, the sex talk.
Nope.
Nothing. And I'm just like, man. Like, when you hear that story, I'm like, I don't think we ever had, even if there's, like, any ordeals that, even when I got older, like, they would avoid serious conversations. They would just be like, when we found out, like, something awful happened to one of my best friends, and like, he was in the middle of, like, trying to handle that, like, with an old hockey coach, which was very gnarly. Even when I talked to my mom, she's like, did you hear what happened to Christopher? And I'm like, yeah, I did. She's like, that's crazy. I'm like, yes. Yes, it's very crazy. His coach was an awful person. That went on for years. It's wrecking me. And she's like, yeah. Well, how's the weather out there? And I'm like, well, can we keep talking about the serious stuff for a second?
I mean, I guess we come from a different time. Now it's like, I feel like kids are so much more open and honest with their parents now than we ever were.
I will say, for myself, like communication-wise with Lily, she's 10 and, you know, going to be 11 next year. And it's one of those... She's had conversations with me that I don't necessarily know that I was ready for yet of just like, oh yeah, dad, this is going to happen to me when I, you know, turn teenager and this, that, and the other. And I was like, wow, you are just very open to sharing. And but I appreciate it because at that point, you know what? I, the same way with you guys, I didn't have any conversations like that when I was growing up and I had no idea what was going on. I remember going to my mom and being like, Mom, is there supposed to be hair in there's different places? And I just remember her response to me was, well, there better be, or this, you're pretty weird. And that was the sex talk.
Good talk, Mom.
It's like, how do you have those? No, but not at least
so that's
now.
Why whenever you see a girl, you just go up to her and go, hey, I'm not weird. I have hair in certain places.
Oh my gosh.
You know, that's how we first met, Steve.
It's an icebreaker.
Yeah, it was a great icebreaker. That's for sure. I worry that like my kid will come up to me about something serious. I'm like, hold on, Tim. I'll be right back and I'll quickly pull out my phone and chat GBT and have the robots give me a good way to handle this.
That's not a bad idea.
Right?
Let's have the robots on our side.
Like, how do I have the talk with my daughter?
Oh, gosh.
Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve Miggs? He has a record of 311 wins, 93 losses, and 55 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 650.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.